John said, is that the room where they keep the old piano? The one that Richie Thompson played before his wife became a widow. And can you see the cigar burns that were left by Amos Hawkins when he found out his dog had died from doing too much walking? And I remember how we laughed when Crystal sang for Denver. She did not know the song she sang was written by a fella who was thought to be a relative of Bob Hope's oldest uncle, a man who'd shaken many trees to find a golden apple. Now my Aunt Joan was left alone while her husband drank the chasers bought by a girl whose lipstick ran much faster than her face did. Late at night, he'd wander home and howl about her makeup, but soon he'd drift and fall asleep until she brought him breakfast. Thomas Little knew fortunes that no one else had heard of. He said the one had made the chart in a European country. None in the room had heard the one about a starlet who would dance for kings and presidents but was basically harmless. When David brought Goliath down, oh, the crowd screamed, "That's impressive." They offered him a golden cloak and fruitcake made by Nereus. She was much older than she looked, and baking was her prowess. On Friday it was scones and jam, and on Saturday it was Welsh cakes. John Parker made the big time, playing jazz by Tommy Darcy on a gramophone from Macy's that he bought by stealing horses, then selling them to indigenous men who drank the white man's bourbon, and coming home late at night from where he was not certain. Such are the people we have known when traveling through the cities, some positive and challenging, some in need of pity. And when the final arrow flies and darkness fills the planet, only the insects will remain amongst the lifeless granite.